News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Australia has strengthened its punishments on parents who don't get their children vaccinated. Parents will now lose almost €18 every fortnight from their tax benefits for each child not up to date with their immunisations. So should Ireland look at introducing a similar system targeting children's allowance? To discuss this, we're joined by Anthony Staines, former chair of the Irish Blood Transfusion Service and professor of health systems at the School of Nursing and Human Sciences in DCU. Anthony, what do you make of this policy?
I think we should look at it as part of a number of ideas we should look at, because our vaccination rates are not up to scratch. We've about 92% measles uptake, which is unacceptably low. It's the second lowest in the OECD. And we have about 95% MMR, or DTP uptake, which is okay, but not brilliant. So the message we get looking at other countries is there isn't a magic bullet to get vaccination rates up. It's a lot of different things done carefully. When we look around the country, we see vaccination rates are lowest in the most deprived areas, which is kind of what you'd expect.
So you're saying that the poor take-up is synonymous then largely with social class and basically lack of education?
No, not quite. There's lower uptake in a number of places, but the lowest uptake is in the most deprived areas. But the data we have is very, very coarse, so it's really hard to tell. But what we see in other countries that has worked is a mixture of carrots and sticks that's tailored very much to the culture of that particular country. And my experience with the Irish is they may not respond very well to sticks, but yeah, they could respond quite well to carrots.
We have a constitution, and the state do not normally have a right to intervene in the personal decision-making processes of people.
That's true, but they can lean on them.
Yeah, but do you consider this kind of leaning in terms of what the Australians are doing? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it? But you don't seem to think it'll work here.
I think we should think about it. I think we should not charge ahead and copy what other people have done. We should have a full spectrum approach across making it easy to get vaccinated, making it easy to record the vaccinations. We've done a lot of work on this. I mean, things are a lot better than they were even 10 years ago. But there's still more to do. We're still not up where we should be with vaccination rates. And there isn't a simple answer to it. It's making it easy to get vaccinated. Mm. It's making it possible for nurses, pharmacists, GPs to vaccinate kids when they come across them. And that's worked quite well in some countries. It's incentives to vaccination. That's worked well in places. And it may be that we need to move to pressure. In some countries, you can't bring your child to primary school unless they're vaccinated. That's very common in the United States. It's also the case in Australia.
So the logic in that case would be that if your child hasn't had all the vaccinations that are generally required in that society, that then your child could be seen as potentially posing a health risk to other kids. Is that the logic?
Oh, it's not a potential risk. It's a real risk.
A risk, real risk, yeah.
I've looked after children who've nearly died, who weren't able to be vaccinated for various reasons, and who picked up vaccine-preventable diseases from unvaccinated children. And that's no fun for anyone involved. So there is a risk to other children. You're placing other children at risk by choosing not to vaccinate your child. And I'm not sure that that's acceptable in this day and age, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I could see that working within the criminal code, because that it's about harm to others who are innocent, and you know, you can cause harm to others through your own negligence. So there obviously would be a room for legislation at that. I don't think the Irish people would object to that.
I think not. You have to do it carefully. But there's a small proportion of children who can't be vaccinated, and for a variety of reasons, usually serious illness. And they can be identified. But every other child really should be vaccinated. I mean, we should have vaccination rates of 98%, 99% for most of these vaccine-preventable diseases, and we don't.
Anthony, sorry, just very finally and briefly, if we can, because I want to ask you about this. The HPV vaccine is seen as, you know, there's been a lot of misinformation surrounding this vaccine, a lot of controversy around it at the moment. What are the percentages of people availing of this vaccination now, or where are we in that situation?
The last published figure, which is the middle of 2017, is 50%.
Just 50%?
It's only 50%. Now, I'm told that it's gone up since, but the figure hasn't been published. And I'm really hoping the cervical check tragedy will focus people's attention on this.